Hello, Pastor Sam here. Welcome to Our City Church's YouTube channel. We're so glad to have you. If you're looking for encouraging messages, you're in the right place. Please enjoy today's message and make sure to like and subscribe and comment and share it with a friend so it can encourage them too. Now, enjoy the message for today.
How can we have joy when trouble comes? How can we have peace when chaos is all around us? It's officially after Thanksgiving. You know how I know that? Because Christmas music has started. I do not like Christmas music. I know y'all call me the Grinch and say whatever you want to say, but it just, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is, let's go on. But what we're doing is we're making plans, we're buying gifts, and you know, we prayed about Wednesday night at corporate prayer. If you missed it, you missed it. We prayed about family drama. There ain't no family drama going on the holidays, is there? Y'all got a perfect family, right? Yeah, some of y'all think about, oh my gosh, that's Cousin Eddie over there for sure. But commitments and pressure and but here's what I want us to do during this season, and not just a season we call Christmas season, but this season our goal should be slow down our hearts, slow down our minds, and you know, take in this season with gratitude and remember what the Lord has done in your life. So many times we forget. I mean, God has been so good to you. No, I can't this morning. But he's been so good to us. And so many times we get wrapped up in just, y'all ever get wrapped up in stupidness? Come on, is that even a word? And you get to the end of it and you think, man, how stupid was all of that that I worried about? How dumb was all that stuff that I thought was such a big deal? Let's get rid of stupidness this right now. Can we do that? And I'm hoping that we make room for Jesus. So many times in our heart and our minds and our souls and our spirits, we're inundated with everything else. And we have that little piece of Jesus over here. He can have this piece of it. But God wants it all. And last week, if you were here, we had some joy in this room. Come on, did y'all enjoy that? It was fun. This morning, we're going to talk about peace. As our niece Arlo used to say, she used to say, peace. But this peace is not really a widely used word today in today's society. Instead of peace, we might say, yeah, you want a piece of me? Instead of peace, we want a bigger piece of the pie. Instead of peace, and we want to make peace, we might say peace out to relationships, peace out to commitments, peace out to everything else. The peace that we use there is not really the one the Lord had intended for us to live in. Peace is hard to find in this world because a few years ago, do you remember, our peace and security was disrupted. We were locked down. Fear and anxiety was instilled in our homes and schools and world, and there was no peace anywhere. Now today we see political unrest, we see growing division, we see tensions everywhere, we see the economy. Y'all bought groceries lately? You're going through there with our 8 pieces of in our cart and it's $64.97. You're like, Jesus help me, I need some peace going on right now. Life in general is complicated. It's full of moving pieces. When our to-do lists get to be too long, when our schedules are so busy, we have blended families, we have holidays coming up. I mean, come on, somebody, we're gonna need some extra prayers. But what it does, it disrupts and affects our peace. We struggle to find peace because of ourselves, because of what we regret, the past that we regret, the mistakes we made, the bad choices we made. We struggle with the present and our current weaknesses that we live in right now. And we worry about the future all the time. We're worried about what's going to happen next week. And the Bible said, don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. Take care of today. We search for peace through relationships, through careers, through going on a few vacations. Nothing wrong with going on vacation. But what happens is you become frustrated and angry when those things in themselves don't fulfill what you want or don't give you peace. You have an enemy out there. You know what he wants to do? He's called the thief. And he slithers in and he tries to maneuver himself up and rob us of our peace. Can I ask you this morning, what's robbed you of your peace? Could it be difficult circumstances? Could it be frustrating, toxic people in your life? Could it be uncontrollable worry, disappointment, even discouragement? We even wonder if peace on earth is that even possible? But in Luke chapter 2, verse 9, it says, suddenly an angel, suddenly, don't you love those words? An angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel assured them, do not be afraid. He said, I bring you good news. It will bring great joy to all people. These shepherds were just a normal bunch of guys hanging out in the fields. And all of a sudden, their whole world it just brightened up. And a still calm night turned into, oh my gosh, something really big is happening. In Luke 2:14, it says, glory to God in the highest, and on peace, on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. An angel appeared and disrupted their stillness with a great message of peace and good. It was great joy. Sometimes God has to disrupt. He has to disrupt our complacency. He has to disrupt our lives to get us to see that, man, this is exactly what I have for you. And until he just disrupts us, kind of easy for me to say, until he disrupts our lives, we kind of go through the motions. We do the things we normally always do. Come on, am I speaking to someone besides myself sometimes? Jesus didn't just send help. He was the help. Come on. He didn't just send help. He was the help. That's why they called him Emmanuel, God with us. I got news for you today. God is with you always. He said, it says he never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's there in the good times and the bad times. He's Emmanuel means God with us. The Prince of Peace had arrived. His peace and our peace is not the same peace. We typically define peace as absence of trouble or trials. But the Bible says we're going to have troubles in this life. Look at John 16:33. I have told you all this that you may have peace in me. In me. That's a position right there. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. So if trials and troubles are part of life, we need to find his peace. How do you do that? The biggest way of doing that is to receive forgiveness. Come on, we say this all the time. Sometimes we're the hardest person to forgive. But forgiveness, it's available. All you have to do is ask. And forgiveness releases you from the consequences of your offense. Can I tell you this morning, you're not on parole. A pardon is when someone in position of authority forgives or releases you from the offense that you did. You're not on parole. You don't have to take a class. You don't have to prove to anybody else because Jesus paid in full at the cross. When he said it is finished, he meant we are forgiven of past sins, present sins and future sins. We need to live in that. And that we have to do is forgive ourselves. Yeah. How do we experience peace? We got to rest in his presence. I'm preaching a bunch of different messages this morning. Mark 4:39. Then he arose and he rebuked the wind. And he said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so," God is saying this to you right now in the storm, "why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? When the storms of life come, not if they come, it's when they come. Are you looking at the storm? Are you looking at the one who told the storm, 'Be still, be quiet'?" We need to talk to ourselves each and every day when something starts rising up inside of us. We need to say, "No, you need to be quiet in there, because I have somebody's on the boat with me." They're like, "Jesus, do you not know we're about to drown?" He's like, "Jesus was chilling on a pillow." He's like, "Don't y'all know I'm in the boat? If I'm in the boat, it ain't going down." Y'all, I was feeling sick this morning. I feel better right now. He's in the boat with you. He's in the storm with you. He's in the trial with you. He's in the waves with you. He's in the He's in the circumstances with you. You need to remind the devil. Jesus is in my boat. Miss Renita, he's in your boat every day. Come on, you got to remind that enemy when he starts creeping up into your mind. You got to say, "Jesus is in the boat. Jesus is in the boat." Jesus is in the boat when you get a bad doctor's report. Are you going to believe that or the great physician? When your bank account looks bad, you have to remind yourself that God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. I can't pay my bills, but my daddy. Yeah. Come on, we get so little of what God has for us because we don't ask and we don't believe. Yes. He's like, "I got a cat. I'm going to kill a cow just for you. You hungry for something? We having prime rib tonight because you are my child." When he tries to rock your boat, the enemy, or throw you off course, you need to remind him that God is in the boat. Storms are going to hit. Tragedy is going to come. You might feel like you're going under, but Jesus is in the boat. When it comes to God, late is still on time. Stole that one from my wife. He's in the boat working for your good while there's a storm going on. Come on. Don't wait. Come on. Don't wait for things to settle down to understand who's in the boat with you. Don't wait till it gets perfect, because guess what? It ain't gonna ever get that way. You got to praise him through the storm. You got to praise him through all the situations and circumstances you're going through. And you got to know he's there with you through it all. And I wrote this down. Sometimes the enemy might be trying to disrupt you because you're doing something good. So many times we feel like, "Man, I'm going through something. Must be some kind of," well, they came to Jesus. "Well, he's got this infirmity. He must be some kind of sin in his life." But sometimes you're going through something because you're going through something for the glory of God. Also, you're doing something right. Come on, sometimes we gotta pat ourselves on the back, because you're doing something right. Because whenever you come to start following Jesus, you're gonna have some trials. He's gonna throw everything he can at you to get you to be discouraged. So start smiling at the mirror and say, "I'm doing something right today. Chaos is going on, but I'm doing something right today." And let me just tell you, peace is something that you've got to put on every day. Ephesians 6:15 says, "For shoes, put on the peace that comes from God so that you may be fully prepared." If you don't have peace, you'll never be able to stand. And the Roman soldiers, they used to put cleats where they could dig in. You got to have some firm footing when the enemy starts coming at you. You guys have some firm fitting when that When the world is chaotic, you got to be able to dig your feet into the ground and say, I'm not going nowhere. And they did that for battle. They did that so they could have a fur fitting and fight. Sometimes you just have to fight and you got to stand your ground. Peace is knowing that the Lord of the universe is by your side and resting in that. That's the problem we have. We know he's there, but we don't rest in that. Not just knowing it, but living it out. We could take our pain to God, listen, 24/7. You could take your hurt to God, and you know that going to God is a safe place. His peace is for you. It says in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him. I'm giving you a bunch of peace. Y'all need to get some of these in your mind. You will keep him in perfect peace, all who trust in you. All whose thoughts are fixed on you. What does that say? Trusting and fixing our thoughts. It means, man, we got to take this captive right here. This is the one that gets us in a lot of trouble. Whew. Y'all got a wacky brain sometimes? Yes, I do. Sam, you have a wacky brain 29 hours a day. But 1 Peter says this in the Amplified, listen. Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares about you with the deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Yeah. Worry pulls tomorrow's cloud over today's sunshine.
Wow, that's
that was a good quote. I saw it. I said, I'm going to use that one. I wish I could say I came up with that one. But how many of us are always worried about Thursday and it's Sunday? It's like running on a treadmill. I hate to run. It wears you out and you get nowhere. You're in the same position you started from. That's what worry does too. It's like you're on the treadmill of life and you're thinking about, oh, have y'all ever worried about something and then it comes to fruition and you're like, why did I even worry about that? That was not even worth my attention. But peace is related to gaining trust, strength, and closeness to Jesus. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to take time and space to work on our hearts. There is peace in one thing, in several things, but this is a big one too. There is peace in obedience. Obedience. Yes, Pastor, we're going to talk about that one. Psalms 119. I believe your commandments, not teach me good judgment and knowledge. I used to wander off until you disciplined me. I love that version. But now I closely follow your word. You know why? Because I'm tired of being spanked. If you still spank your kids, after a while, they will get tired of being spanked. When you're disobedience, it seems like when you're in disobedience, it seems like there's always some kind of turmoil going on in your life. But when you follow God's principles, peace starts to follow you. When you're walking in love, when you're forgiving one another, when you're giving with a cheerful heart, not because I got to, peace comes from relying on God to be your source. I was just reading Dave Ramsey's. He said, None of this money's y'all's. He says, all God's. Look at the New Testament. He said, we worry about tithing in the Old Testament, but he said, everything is God's. So we have to be able to release our money, release the things that God wants us to release too, to get that peace that we need in our lives too. Philippians 4:6-7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Tell him what you need, but also thank him for what he's already done for you. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything you can understand. His peace will guard, they will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Guard what you think about. When you see our security, we have a great security team out here. But they got the earpieces in them. But you know what they're doing? They're keeping people from entering. And that's a defensive position. When the Prince of Peace guards your heart, it's an offensive. We're on the offense. Keeping watch in advance because he's watching over us, looking ahead for what's coming after us. He is always looking at the next step. You don't know, and I've said it before, you don't know what he's kept you from. If you only knew what could have happened to you, Dylan, and God stepped in and said, no, we're not going to do that. Amen. Sometimes you got to thank God for the things he did upstream that you never saw. Oh, let me go on here. Pursue peace. We got to go after it. Romans 14, 19 says this. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things which are made to edify another. You ever been around people that are always pursuing anything but peace? Oh, y'all nodding. That's your uncle. That's your aunt. But they're always pursuing something other than peace because they feel there's people that can't live without chaos. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. Got to have chaos and drama all the time or they don't have nothing to talk about. But God wants us to pursue what's good, not evil. He wants us to pursue what's right, not wrong. He wants us to encouragement, not criticism all the time. Can I just tell you, appreciation is so life-giving. A little bit goes a long, long way. One word of acknowledgement and praise can give someone renewed energy. Come on. It can give them a fresh breath when they feel like, oh, I just can't go another step. You know what? Smile somebody. Talk to somebody. Encourage somebody. My wife looks so good this morning. I walked in, I said, you look nice this morning. You look beautiful. I didn't do it just to get accolades, but because she looked good. But what would happen if we started encouraging instead of discouraging? What would happen to someone's life? You don't know who needs a smile. You don't know that person, that Kroger, that needs you. That person at your work that needs you. Can I tell y'all something? You need to carry joy with you and carry peace with you because it ain't just for you. There's people that look forward to They look forward to seeing you every day. They look forward to knowing that you're going to be in their presence. And they may not ever tell you that. And you know what? It's because you've got the peace that passes all understanding. How can you have peace? I don't know because I don't understand because it passes all my understanding. There's power of life and death in your tongue. Let's breathe life and speak life. As we celebrate this season, remember, at his birth, the angels were saying peace on earth and goodwill to men. 33 years later, Jesus rose from the dead and spoke these words. I'm leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and peace of heart. And the peace I give as a gift, the world cannot give you. So don't be troubled or don't be afraid. If you're pursuing the things that the world tells you is going to give you peace, you're going to be sorely let down one of these days. You still may be facing some troubles, some hard times, some turmoil, some uncertainty. But he said, I've overcome the world. And he's also overcome everything that you're going through, your issues and your trials and things you may be going through right now. Pastor, I don't see it. Keep walking. Pastor, I don't feel it. Keep walking. Keep walking with Jesus. Take heart. It has an end. The word shows us time and time again, its peace is something you can't manufacture it. It's from God's presence. Every time chaos shows up, God's presence brings peace. Again, that's why he was called Emmanuel. That's why he was called God with us. That's why he was called the Messiah, the Savior, the Prince of Peace. presence and peace are connected. He is our peace whenever there is no peace. When you wake up and you're so focused on everything you've got to get done for the day, I've been guilty of this one. And all of a sudden, God has turned into be the third thing that you did that day. Y'all guilty of that one too? Oh, gosh, I meant to read my Bible this morning, but I'm scrolling on Marketplace. Telling on myself. It's true. Sometimes you have to catch yourself in those moments and just say, okay, I'm being practical with you right now. Set that phone aside. There's times when she'll say, are you awake? I was like, yeah, I'm awake. And there's times when I pray in the bed before I ever get out of bed in the morning. You know, there's a posture of getting on your knees and praying and worshiping, but there's times you can pray anywhere. Come on, we think, oh, let me go here. You don't have to wait for things to settle down. You can pray anywhere. You don't have to be at church to pray. You don't have to be around a bunch of people to pray. You need to pray wherever you're at. You need to pray on the Gene Snyder. You need to pray everywhere that you go. You need to pray wherever you're at. Come on, so many times we limit God because we think we can't. He is your friend. He's there. All you got to do is call out to him, reach out to him wherever you're at. Did anybody pray in the car? Anybody need to pray in the car? Yeah. All y'all heathens do. But I think sometimes, I'm being really practical. I think sometimes I don't really listen to the radio that much, but sometimes turning the radio down, she took a deep breath this morning, didn't you? She said, sometimes I just gotta quiet myself. I think these things are very easy and practical things to do. Sometimes it's good to just take a deep breath and go, and you got to remind yourself when you take that breath, Amy, it said, God breathed life. You're taking a God breath. Come on, when you start thinking about these little small things, when you take a deep breath in, that's a God breath because you're a child of the King. Meditate on his word. Get you some Bible verses, Psalm 4:8. The kids, they talked about the kids doing their memory verses. I think we as adults need to hide the word of God in your heart that you might not sin against him. And you know why we may not have Bibles a few years from now, maybe sooner than that. But if we can hide those words in our heart, that way you can regurgitate them, Chuck. Whenever things going on in your life, you can say, no. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O God, keep me safe. Or, now may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times in every situation. The Lord is with you. Romans, therefore, since we have been made right, in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because when Jesus Christ did for us. Peace isn't found in the absence of trouble. It's found in the presence of Jesus. And peace goes beyond your circumstances. It goes beyond situations. It's deep rooted in you. He has a good plan for your life. But Pastor, I don't see, he still has a plan. Keep going. But having true peace, sorry, I meant to get all y'all up here. Oh, there, okay, sorry. It starts very practically when you have an encounter on an intimate level with Jesus. An encounter on an intimate level with Jesus, like you and him. Ain't nobody else around, just you and him. We're gonna have an opportunity to pray around this altar, and there's 150 people here today. But you can have an intimate encounter with God, just you and him right today. It starts with surrendering your will. Come on, we want what we want for his will. He said, Father, I don't want to go to the cross. It's going to be rough. And he was crying and he didn't want to do that, but he said, not my will. You know why he did that? Because he knew there'd be a people in Louisville, Kentucky on December the 7th at 11:30 who needed him to go to that cross, who needed him to put his will aside, put what he... Come on. We could see so much growth in our lives if we would just put what we want aside for just a little bit. He gives us... He's good to us, y'all. He's so good to us. But a lot of times we just need to put our will to the side and say, God, what do you want? Let's all stand if we would, please. We were having staff meeting last Monday and we were talking about some things. And me and Pastor Mindy, in talking, we were writing stuff on the piece of paper, the agenda that she typed up for us. And we both wrote, within just a minute of each other, inventory. When's the last time you took an inventory of your life? What do I have too much of? Or what do I have too little of? What can I give up to make space for something else? Or what am I clogging my inventory up with? How would you describe your life? Is it contented? Or is it rushed? Is it dull? Or is it exciting? Is it stressful? I mean, many of us in this place would want to, we all got to say, we got to experience some peace in some areas in our lives. And this morning, I think the whole theme has been kind of, the King is in the room. That kind of faith we're looking at, that he is here. He's not a cosmic force out there somewhere that we don't know. He's in the room with us right now because you're in the room. So I'm going to ask you to do this. If you've never encountered that peace with a relationship with Jesus Christ, I'm telling you what, you can have peace that passes all understanding just by accepting Jesus into your heart and saying, Jesus, I'm a sinner. And I need a Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Make me clean. Make me new. I want a new start. Anybody need a new start for this new year? I know it's so cliche. 2026 is coming. We gonna get a new start. That could start today in 2025. It don't have to wait till New Year's Day. You can start that this morning. And Jesus is the one that can make all things new. I said it before, he doesn't want to just piece together all that stuff. He wants to make it brand new. So this morning, if you need peace, maybe you're going through a situation or something in your life right now, maybe it's a family member. Maybe you just need to experience, because they sing this song, respond to God's peace. Say, God, I'm laying this at your feet, and I don't want to worry about it anymore. I don't want to fret about it anymore. I don't want to plan about it anymore. I want the perfect peace that only you can give. These altars are open this morning.
If you made it this far, we just want to tell you that we are so blessed that you took the time out of your day to spend it with us. We love you so much. And if you want more resources, please go to rcitychurch.online. We love you so much. Have a good one.